In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Word of God upon which we base our devotion this evening as we consider the connection between our Lord's Passion and the Lord's Prayer and the sixth petition is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, reading in chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. Temptation is something that we all have faced and we all face. By recognizing temptation, we are able to take the first steps necessary to avoid it. One of the ways that we can understand better the sixth petition is to recognize that we use the word temptation in two different ways. In this petition, we pray, "Lead us not into temptation," meaning that we want God to prevent the devil, the world, and our flesh from leading us into temptation in the sense of falling into sin. The other kind of temptation are the struggles and suffering and persecutions and losses that we bear in this life as crosses. Not sinful in themselves, but opportunities that Satan uses to try to use that as a stepping stone into sin. While the sixth petition addresses both of those, it is the first one that we are going to talk more about and apply more when it comes to the sixth petition. That our God, who doesn't tempt us to fall into sin ever by himself, but that we would call upon him, invoke him to prevent Satan and the unbelieving world and our own sinful flesh from making us fall into the trap of temptation for sin. You and I have experienced both of those senses of temptation. God has given us loss or suffering or persecution or some difficulty in life as a test of our faith, as an exercise of our faith. Now, these temptations, as I said, they are not sinful in themselves because God is the one who gives them to us. He gives them to us for our good. St. Augustine, the church father, once said, "By temptation comes our increase, for no man knows himself unless he is tempted. No man can be king unless he wins, and no man wins unless he fights." And St. James adds in his epistle, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." That's temptation in the sense of a test to exercise our faith. Think of Job. Think of yourselves. Think of some time when some difficulty, some cross that God laid upon you, and how that helped you, how that put you into the Word, how that put you on your knees in prayer, how that made you more alert to the spiritual danger lurking out there, not from those things themselves, but from the devil telling his lies and trying to twist God's intentions in our minds about how those things and why those things came about. In our reading for this evening, as we go to dark Gethsemane, we do there see and feel the tempter's power. Not only with Jesus to try to get him to give up being our Savior, but also with his disciples. Jesus spoke the words of our text this evening to his disciples. It was a repeat of the warning that he had given them in the upper room, particularly to Peter. Remember he said, Satan wants to sift you as wheat. There's going to be spiritual warfare, spiritual temptation that is going to come to you. And so now in the garden, Jesus told his disciples, watch, literally be alert, and pray so that you do not enter into or fall into or give into the temptations that are going to come. Oh, I know your spirits are willing. According to the new man, you're going to want to do what is right. But your sinful flesh, the old Adam, is weak. And they were tired. They were stressed out. They were fearful. They were uncertain. And all of those things, all of those weaknesses of the sinful flesh were placing them in danger of their spiritual welfare. And sadly, we note that later, they did fall into, give into temptation, and they ran away and deserted Jesus in his time of need. We confess in the sixth petition that God indeed tempts no one to sin. God can't be tempted by sin. God doesn't tempt anyone to sin. The temptations to sin against God, opposing his will, cursing his name, forsaking him in time of trouble, don't come from God. They come from our spiritual enemies, from ourselves, from Satan, from unbelievers around us. Listen again to St. James as he writes in the first chapter of his letter. When tempted, and he means tempted to sin, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Someone asked me one time if, when my sinful flesh tempts me, is the devil tempting me at the same time? Is the devil involved in that? And the answer is yes, in the sense that the devil is constantly fanning the flames of my evil desires. Satan is always feeding into my sinful flesh and its evil desires. Luther, in his explanation to the Catechism, says that Satan inflames my evil desires, first of all, to false belief. To false belief about God, about who he is, about what he's done, about whether or not he cares. The devil fills my heart with all kinds of evil thoughts about how God is taking care of me in my life. Is he giving me what I need? Is he withholding what I need? Is he being good to me or not so good to me? The very same temptations to sin that he brought against Eve and daily places before us. Wasn't this the temptation to sin that Satan brought to Jesus in the wilderness? A temptation that was fanned by Jesus' hunger, Satan asking Jesus to call into doubt his Father's love for him, and then his Father's protection over him, and then his Father saying that He ruled over all things. Those are all temptations to sin that Satan placed before Jesus in the wilderness. All sins that Jesus overcame, that he did not fall into, that he did not give into. There is a difference between being tempted and giving into temptation. Jesus was tempted just like we are, but he never considered it. He never weighed it. He never gave in or fell into the trap that Satan laid before him. And that's what the writer means when he says that he was tempted in all things as we are, but is without sin. And so we pray that we don't fall into temptation when we pray the sixth petition. Jesus never tells us to pray that we are never to be tempted, because that's just not possible here in this sinful world. Jesus never prays or tells us to pray that he would take us out of this world, away from temptation. But he teaches us to pray, enable us not to fall into it. Enable us not to be entrapped by it or to give into it in our daily lives. Put up the barriers against our enemies. And when we receive those crosses, when we're undergoing those trials and those persecutions that are not evil of themselves, Satan comes to us and tries to use those as an occasion to lead us into sin. Every difficulty gives me a choice. Either to turn to God in his word and prayer for my strengthening of my faith, for the assurance of his promises, or to turn and listen to Satan and to fall into his trap of believing his lies. The sixth petition is our prayer that in all situations, that yes, God would prevent me from being tempted. But it's more, I know I'm going to be tempted, but when I'm tempted, don't let me fall into it. Don't let me give in to that temptation. Solomon mentions a few things in his book of Proverbs where Satan also comes and tempts us to do evil by things that are just plain sinful. And he mentions a few of those. Lusting after a woman's beauty, being friends with those who do not walk on the path of righteousness, drunkenness when wine looks red and goes down smoothly. The Apostle Paul adds the love of money and many other foolish and hurtful desires. So we pray that God would keep us when we are tempted by those things to be able to overcome them, to conquer them. Throughout his life and his ministry, Jesus really faced both of those. Jesus went through a lot of difficulties. He bore a lot of crosses, and one cross that the devil used to try to get him to give up being our Savior. But as I said, Jesus did not listen to him. Jesus did not even consider not doing his Father's will. And Satan tried to get Jesus to sin, but Jesus did not consider it and is without sin. Our Lord Jesus has given us those things in our fight against giving in to temptation. The fact that he has overcome all temptation for us, which means that we're forgiven when we do give in to temptation, and he has given us the sixth petition and other prayers where we ask him to defend us. Maybe you've wondered sometimes after you've prayed this prayer for your pet sin, whatever it might be, and we've asked God to not let us be tempted to that, or we give in to that and we wonder, why didn't God prevent us from giving into it? And think that perhaps God wasn't listening to us or wasn't answering our prayer. Well, he was, and he did. Because if God didn't answer prayer, this prayer, we would be so tempted to sin. We would give in to sin so often that we would be completely helpless. We would be completely defeated, completely overcome, overwhelmed by our sins, and would not stand a chance. And that's why Jesus tells us to pray and to watch, to be alert, to watch and to pray. Really, his command, his warning to his disciples in Gethsemane, watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation, is really the same thing as what he teaches us to pray in the sixth petition. Lead us not into temptation. Be alert. Be on guard. Pray for the strength of Christ. When we pray that, it's an acknowledgement, it's a confession that we are helpless of ourselves, that we need that strength and that power of Christ. We need his forgiveness. We need his power to overcome temptation in our lives. We pray to our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation. The Lord's Prayer is one of those places where we express our concern for one another. We don't pray, lead me not into temptation. But every time I pray the Lord's Prayer, I'm asking God to prevent you from falling into temptation. And when you pray, you're praying for me, and we're praying for the people sitting next to us. We're praying for all Christians in the world that God would step in and take care of us believers. Our Savior's death, his passion, is the power behind the Lord's Prayer. And it's the power behind the positive answer to the sixth petition. Our Savior's passion has destroyed Satan's power. His grace in bringing us to faith has given us the knowledge and the strength to recognize Satan's lies, to recognize temptation when we hear it. And though very often we don't just say no to temptation, but at least consider it, at least weigh it, God does protect us so that we don't give into it or fall into it and then sin also in action. Our Savior's cross has enabled us to crucify our flesh, the sinful nature with its passions and desires. The Lord's passion is the power of the Lord's Prayer. And this petition, like all the others, is the way that we acknowledge and confess that by my own strength, I am helpless. By my own strength, the Spirit is willing. According to the new man, I want to do what's right, but my flesh is weak. And all too often, I give in to the temptations of Satan and the unbelieving world and my own sinful flesh. But with your power, I can do it. With your power, I am forgiven when I don't do it. And with your love, I am assured of that forgiveness and that grace. We have received spiritual strength, and Jesus was showing his disciples this is spiritual battle. Many people today think that Satan is only an imaginary character. Some people think that there really is no such thing as evil. Evil is really an extreme that only takes place in very few of the worst of humanity. And even then, there's likely another explanation, like a bad childhood, or a loneliness, a separation from society, an isolation from society. But you and I know that Satan is very real. And we'll talk a little bit about that more, God willing, next time when we talk about deliver us from the evil one. But Satan is real, and we know that evil is real. And we don't have to look any further than our own hearts to find it. And so we pray, our Father in heaven, we know that you do not tempt us to sin, but please preserve and protect us by Christ from our enemies without and within who do tempt us. Amen.